right. So today's show is addressing chronic pain. So what to do about it, how to resolve it, and understanding where it came from. So I've been taking topics from my email list. If you're not on my email list, you can go to www.theasanaacademy.com and you can email me specific topics you covered. And I make a running list of them to cover them on the show at a future point. And when there's something that gets brought up a lot, I'll record a show about it. So chronic pain is a big one for a lot of people that shows up like shoulder pain, back pain, neck pain, hip pain. And all of those different types of chronic pain also manifest themselves in different ways. What to do about it? So first of all, let's understand where it comes from. So I think the most difficult thing when you have pain, and I'll talk about back pain first, since that's a big one for a lot of people, and I think that will benefit a lot of you listening to this show. The big thing, the big issue with back pain is that it's always treated as a very, it's a good word to describe it, almost like a finite issue, which is something that can't go away. It is the problem. But the reality is back pain is more symptomatic than it is the actual issue at hand. And so that's what leads a lot of people to go wrong in actually successfully solving back pain because of how it's treated. When it's treated as the problem itself, it closes off the ability to explore where or how it came from or the origination of it. So like typically if you've got back pain, you go to the doctor, it's a pretty simple thing, right? It's, well, here's some painkillers, do some stretching. If it escalates, there's all sorts of different kinds of back surgeries that they can perform, different things they can do on your spine. Oftentimes without even fully understanding the scope of where the pain actually came from or why it got there. So this is the first thing. Like if you've had chronic pain that hasn't gone away and you've had back pain specifically that hasn't gone away, and even if you've tried things, there's a lot of solutions out there and a lot of the surgeries and different operations they can perform on your spine, whether that's fusing discs or spinal fusions, like those types of things, those are things you have to view as just fancy band-aids, meaning it's like anything else. It's not going to fully solve the problem, but it's a temporary solution where if you put a band-aid on a wound, it's going to feel better for a little bit, but it may not solve the problem. It's just a band-aid solution. It's a very simple thing, but it's very expensive, right? It's tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases, even hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this, and it may solve the problem temporarily, right? Like you may feel good for a couple weeks, even a month, and then it really starts to come back at some point, which is the issue with back pain is that tons of solutions available, but very few of them, almost none of the surgical procedures will make back pain go away for good. It just delays the inevitable. It's like a temporary solution that resolves the pain in the short term, but in the long term, it comes back bigger than ever. And so here's the first thing to understand about it is our body, first and foremost, when we have problems, and for the back, I'll use the back as an example here, is we can have skeletal problems, or we can have back pain related to the skeleton, we can have back pain related to the muscles. We can have back pain related to the hips, the pelvis specifically, and we can have back pain related to the muscles in the hips that have a knock-on effect on the back. There's a whole basket of things that can cause issues and back pain, like lingering back pain that doesn't go away. Your first goal is to understand the source. So wherever you've got back pain or wherever you've got an issue, the thing to understand is that it isn't the problem itself, but it's a symptom of something greater. So step one, and if you want back pain to go away for good, step one is understanding why you have back pain to begin with and where the source of that pain actually came from. That's that right there is the first step and the most important step for success, which means, and you have to ask yourself the question, I really need to understand where this came from, because the path is really different, right? And this is why a lot of these surgical procedures, these blind surgical procedures, don't work, and they only work in the short term, is because if you're doing something to your back, if you're trying to address the problem, the problems or pain in your back and your lumbar spine, that's a result of dysfunctioning muscles in your back. That's very different. That pain has a very different origination than pain in your hip, right? From something in your hip, dysfunction in your hip that causes pain in your back that manifests itself. And that's ultimately why pain and chronic pain specifically is so tricky to solve, is that we're conditioned to believe that wherever we feel the pain, the source of the pain is the problem itself. But oftentimes in our bodies, where we feel pain is, that's just the area we are manifesting the pain. But where that pain comes from is somewhere completely different. So if you've got, say, lumbar back pain, real common area in the lumbar spine is like L4 and L5 in that region, very common for back pain. The issue with that back pain and the issue with saying to yourself, I've got to do something, my L4 and L5 are in pain, I got to fuse them together, I have to do something along those lines. The problem with that is there's a whole bunch of other things in the body that can create that pain, that are creating that. And so if you're addressing the manifestation of the problem instead of the problem itself, you're not really doing anything, right? You're not really doing anything. And it's, I'm trying to think of a good way to describe this. But the actual source, and I think you get what I'm saying, which is, for example, if you have the burner on the stove and you've got a frying pan on the stove and you say, you know what, the frying pan is getting too hot, I need to cool the frying pan off, and you put ice cubes, you grab like a bucket of ice cubes and put them on the frying pan that's on the burner. Yeah, it might cool off the frying pan temporarily, but ultimately the frying pan is still under the burner. It's going to get hot again. It's going to melt the ice and get hot again. And that's the same approach to back pain, which is, if you're addressing the manifestation of the problem, which is the hot frying pan, the hot frying pan is the symptom. It's not the problem. The actual problem is the fact that the burner's on. There's a flame underneath your frying pan that's heating it up. That's the problem. The symptom is the hot frying pan. But when we deal with our back in that way, we don't actually address the actual problem. And I hope that analogy makes sense. But it's, if you've got a frying pan on underneath a flame and you put ice cubes on the frying pan, yeah, you might cool it off for a little bit. But at the end of the day, that frying pan will continue to get hot, because the actual problem is the fact that the burner's on. You have to turn the burner off. And it's the same thing with the back that goes on, is you have to address the underlying problem. And instead of addressing the manifestation of the problem, you want the problem itself. And it comes in so many different areas. So by the time that you've got, say, lumbar back pain, say again, like L4 and L5, remember that our body's default is not to be in pain. Our body's default is not to have skeletal pain. It's not to have pain in our skeleton, but we get that. And this is the thing that's important to understand, is that whenever we experience pain in our skeleton, pain in our skeleton is a result of dysfunction in the muscles. Dysfunction at the muscular level leads to pain, and pain at the skeletal level. So at some point in time, some muscle became imbalanced, underworked, overworked, unused, unactivated. And that muscle, by not working like it should, created the pain that was in the pain that you're experiencing in your skeleton in the specific place. It happens every time. You can't have skeletal pain without muscular dysfunction. And that's the most important thing to understand. And the most important thing to remember is that if you have chronic pain in some area of your body, understand that it's a result of muscular dysfunction somewhere. So you have to find where that dysfunction is. And that's very different. Again, I like to use the back because the back is like the most complicated case. And there's a lot of different points in your body that can fail, that cause, that manifest the pain in its back. Like I said before, all the muscles on the back can cause it, whether that's lats, QL muscles, sometimes even shoulders, but also the pelvis itself can manifest pain in the back, as well as the hip flexors. All of those things create an environment for your back to not feel good. So going through and doing the investigative research to understand is so critical, so critical. And if you want to get rid of chronic pain, pain that's been plaguing you for years and years, the only way to truly get rid of it is to understand the origination of it, right? Like, where did it come from? Which area of my body is causing me to manifest pain in my back or whatever specific region that is? And it gets tricky. It gets tricky on a lot of different levels because I want to explain to you what the pain cycle is sometimes, which is, and you may have experienced this in back pain. And I know for a fact, like, this is one of the most elusive parts about back pain. I know this because a lot of our clients who work with us specifically for back pain, we see this a lot with exactly what happens with them. So you may have pain, for example, on one side of your back. You may have pain like on the left side of your back, say, for example, and you have pain there that's lasted for months. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and then the pain is now on the right side of your back. It's no longer on the left side, but it's on the right side of your back. And then maybe a couple months later, that pain in the right side of your back moves maybe, say, to the left shoulder, the right shoulder, or it jumps around in the body. And so I want to explain what that is. This is called the pain cycle. And the pain cycle is an interesting phenomenon that happens. And the pain cycle is just its confirmation that your body is creating new movement patterns as a result of the previous pain. Let me say that again. The pain cycle, when your pain jumps around like that in different areas of your body, it's not an accident. It's confirmation that your body has created new movement patterns as a result of your previous pain, right? Or previous injury. So this happens with injuries. This happens with pain. This happens with all sorts of things. And when you're addressing any type of chronic pain issue, you have to understand two things, right? Like, we talked about the first one, which is, number one, when I have chronic pain in my body or my back, I have to understand the source. I have to understand which area of my body, which is the symptom and which is the actual problem. And I'm not going to address the symptom. I'm going to address the problem, as we've talked about on this episode already. Now, the other side, though, of it, the second part of it, is that when you have chronic pain, in order to get it to go away, it's this movement pattern thing that I'm talking about. You have to truly understand. That's the second part to addressing chronic pain, is asking, in what ways has my body shifted its movements, and what new movement patterns has it created as a result of this chronic pain or injury? So it's very similar, right? All like chronic, on a fundamental level, if you want to make the connections between all of what I do, press handstand is literally just a series of movement patterns that you're trying to create. Chronic pain is just a series of movement patterns that you're trying to undo on every level, because the muscular dysfunction that created the skeletal pain was a result of faulty movement patterns from something that created the muscular dysfunction. that muscular dysfunction created the chronic pain, right? At the skeletal level. But then as a result of the pain that was created, your body then created new movement patterns as a result of whatever pain or injury that you were dealing with, right? So the body is fluid. It's not static, right? Our body is a complex machine. Our brain is extremely complex, and it's creating new movement patterns all the time. It's creating different and newer movement patterns all the time based on the data that it's receiving, right? Based on real-time data that your brain is receiving, it's working to create newer movement patterns for you consistently. So if you go back to, again, that approach to realize that the fundamental level of everything that's going on is dysfunctional movement patterns that have created dysfunctional muscles that have created pain in the skeleton. And then when you have pain, it's similar, right? We've all sprained an ankle at one point in time, or maybe we've like pulled a hamstring. The thing about it is, if you pay attention, when you sprain an ankle or pull a hamstring, what changes? You walk differently. Your body learns to walk differently. And when our body walks differently, what is going on behind the scenes is that our brain is learning, it's teaching our body a new way to walk to deal with the pulled hamstring or, you know, the sprained ankle. And when that goes on long enough, if that isn't addressed, new movement patterns can be created. And those new movement patterns lead to muscles working in different ways than they're designed to work. Because again, our brain isn't smart enough to determine which patterns are good for us and which are bad for us. The only thing it understands is how often are you doing it. And the more often you create a movement, the more likely your brain is to get to work at creating a pattern to make it easier for your muscles to do that, even at the expense of the muscles, by the way. That's how muscles dysfunction. That's the root of muscular dysfunction in the body and muscles that don't engage correctly, muscles that don't work correctly. That's the root of all of it. The root of the whole thing is understanding that our brain is constantly creating patterns, constantly. And we may think once we have a back injury that it's isolated maybe just to that, or chronic pain in our back, but we're walking differently. Whether or not you realize it, you are walking differently because of that pain that you're experiencing in your lower back. That is creating other movement patterns, which creates more pain. That's why pain jumps around in the body. So that's the pain cycle. Understanding that pain cycle is understanding what happens. And that's why addressing chronic pain is so difficult, because number one, there's a lot of different parts. There's a lot of different moving parts to this, which is, okay, first, I've got the manifestation of the problem, which is the symptom, right? The manifestation of a problem is a symptom. The symptom in the back is a result of some kind of muscular dysfunction somewhere else in the body that created that pain that you're now experiencing in your back. That's why different people can have the same problems, by the way, but they can experience pain in their body in different places. That's why some people can have problems with the hip flexors. They could have destabilized hip muscles, for example, but they experience, one experiences pain in the lower back, the other one experiences pain in the neck. It's all about where your body manifests the pain. So sometimes, this is the thing, there's lots of moving targets, right? There's lots of different parts of the body that could legitimately be the problem. And there's lots of different problem points that can manifest pain in lots of different parts of your body. And then the underlying reason why the muscles were dysfunctioning to begin with is a result of movement patterns. And based on where you are today and next month and the month after that, the movement patterns are always changing. Your body's always creating new patterns. So the thing is, it's not a static solution. There's a lot of moving targets that you have to juggle and things that change, right? Hitting a moving target that's constantly changing at both levels, and the baseline of it is essentially the movement patterns that your body is continuously creating. And that's why lining everything up is so important to understand. And that's why the solution to chronic pain varies from week to week, month to month. It changes. It changes. There's variables that are constantly changing. And so that's the problem with truly addressing chronic pain, is that the modern system and the way it's designed treats pain as a scalar, but it's actually more of a vector, in that you've got multiple different things that you have to understand, you have to juggle. But by doing that's where you learn. That's how you actually solve the problem, right? That's how you get the chronic pain to go away. You have to balance the muscles. You have to balance your muscles first. And then you have to first, the first step is to address what's causing, what's the underlying root of the symptom, which part of the body is actually causing the pain and where you're experiencing it. And then which of those muscles are dysfunctioning, not working correctly, that are causing that problem. So everything starts at the movement pattern level, but it's moving through all of these targets to truly understand what's going on, like to really understand what's going on. And this is the solution to getting it to go away. It's not, again, if you're serious about truly understanding and balancing your body. Like, the solution is simple. It's balancing your body. A balanced body never experiences pain. A balanced body never experiences pain. It never experiences ongoing pain. So the one single solution to addressing chronic pain is understanding that it's just simply balancing your body. I must balance my body. I must go on a quest. And that means understanding the way the muscles work, understanding how they should work, how they should function. And that's the cool thing. Like, I've talked about this before. I'm not going to talk about it on this specific show, but that's why press handstand is real cool for chronic pain, because balanced bodies, I've never seen a balanced body that can press handstand, that can do a press handstand. And at the same time, I've never seen a balanced body that's in pain. So the two go hand in hand. And by default, what that means is that if balanced bodies can press to handstand and balanced bodies don't experience pain, the solution to overcoming chronic pain is to balance the body. If you're not into press handstands, that's totally fine. But the nature in which you train for a press handstand is essentially balancing the body. It's going through all those pieces to balance the body. That's why, like, with my clients, for example, who have chronic pain of some sort, who aren't interested in pressing a handstand at all, it's the same process you go through, just remove the end result. It's like, that is the process. Like, just when your body is truly balanced, press handstand is just a representation that you can do that. That's the way chronic pain works. And that's why it's important. And these are questions you have to ask for yourself. And this is really what makes a difference. If you've been stuck, look, I've seen a lot of people who have been in pain for long periods of time. And it's sad when you start to live with it, right? Because you start to just accept the fact that it's your reality, and you start to accept the fact that that's the way your body works and it's always going to be that way, and you give up hope. But the reality is, you can solve the problem. But in order to solve it, you have to ask yourself these questions, okay? So you can repeat this. If you guys are interested, I can do a whole nother topic on shoulders, neck, hips, whatever it is. I'm using the back on this one, but the same principles apply to wherever it is. Ask yourself, if I'm experiencing back pain, understand that is the manifestation of the problem or the symptom. So number one, that's the first point. Understand that. The second point is, ask yourself, the next thing to understand is, which part of my body is the actual problem that's causing the pain? Because once you understand the actual part of your body that's understanding pain, you can get to work on it. That's why when people ask me, that's why when sometimes people ask me, why don't you just tell us what to do to have, like when they have back pain, why don't you just tell us? People will write it on social media. They write it on my ads and sometimes like emails. Like, why do you talk about back pain? Why don't you just tell us what to do? And this is why I don't just tell people what to do, is because it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody. I can't make the assumption that everyone's back pain came from the same source or came from the same problem. That's why I don't do it, because it's irresponsible to do it. It's, if you don't truly understand what's in front of you, you can't solve the problem. It's impossible unless you know what you're working with. And everyone's back pain is different, right? Yeah. Are there some that are slightly similar? Yes. Are there some that are even partly similar or 90% similar? Yes. But there's still a lot that are drastically different. And that's why the traditional ways to solve, that's why the traditional like medical and pharmaceutical and surgical route to solve back pain doesn't work, because it treats all back pain as the same thing. Everything is the same, right? It's one solution, no matter where the pain came from. They don't address that. That's why I don't just give blanket solutions, especially with sometimes when it comes to handstands and arm balances and stuff like that. There's general things like everyone can do that are helpful. But when it comes to back and when it comes to chronic pain, this, the thing about it and the reason I'm careful is because one recommendation that can help someone else can hurt someone else more. So it's irresponsible to do it unless you truly understand what's going on. That's the next part, is to understand, again, ask yourself the question, do I understand the source of my pain? If you're in chronic pain, the first thing you need to do is stop everything else and start to investigate, think, write down, journal, where could be the actual problem in my body that's causing this pain, right? Is it as a result of hips, back, shoulders, neck? Which part of my body is dysfunctioning to cause pain? So the process that you do to go through that is you have to journal, right? So you have to journal at points in your life and things you've done and sports you've played, activities that you've done in the past, hiking, cycling, swimming, whatever. That's all sports, athletic stuff. But also, have you had any injuries? Have you had things go wrong in your body? You have to make a list, right? This is actually, I think, one of the most rewarding parts for people to understand. Like, this is what we do with our clients, is we go and we literally make a list of all of the, like, their history of movement. We comb through their body, the history of their body, what it's been through, what injuries they've had, things, experiences that have come up, things in their body, sports they played, et cetera, et cetera. Because this will shed light on the types of movement patterns that those events, experiences, sports have in tune allowed your body to build, right? So then you can look at those movement patterns and you can say, all right, so these at some point in your life were unhealthy movement patterns that created this dysfunction in this muscle. So as a result, that has literally sat with you maybe for decades and decades, which is now become a problem in this area, which you're now manifesting the pain in your back. So that's the first thing, is understanding the source, getting to the source and fully understanding that and where that is. Like, when you're crystal clear on the source of your pain, the pain now becomes very manageable, and this is how you can get it to go away. Now, the other thing here is that, okay, now do what I just said. You have to figure out, well, I understand the source. What movement patterns created that, right? Because you have to undo those patterns and then even create newer patterns that override the older ones that train your body for healthy movement. That's the next solution. Okay, so if I understand that a muscle somewhere is causing a pain in my back and my muscle's acting this way because of a faulty pattern that I created, now I need to go and I need to build movement patterns, newer patterns. I need to override the older ones that are unhealthy with newer ones that are healthy. So that way, the muscle that's causing the pain stops working in the way that it does. Because when the muscle that causes the pain stops working in the way that it does, then you no longer have the pain. You now have relief. And you, what you've done is you have now created the environment for the body to actually heal, right? not just at the root, but not just at the root, not just at the surface, but at the actual root. Do you understand how that's different? You're essentially just altering your movement patterns under the surface that are creating your muscles to function, dysfunction, which in turn creates the pain, right? Muscular dysfunction over time creates pain. It's something that's really important to remember, right? Faulty movement patterns over time create muscular dysfunction over time creates pain. So the pain that you're experiencing is a manifestation of all of those other things, all of those things that happen. So getting to that, getting and uncovering that is the solution. That right there is the solution to overcoming chronic pain. If you want it to go away, that's the process, right? That's literally the process. And that means combing through. And that's why, with my clients, we take the anatomical approach. Because number one, I firmly believe that knowledge is power. And I have never seen someone, I have never seen someone with chronic pain that understands the way their muscles work. Plain and simple. Like when someone has chronic pain and they start to go down the journey of understanding the way their muscles work, they not only have the knowledge, but now when they understand, they can actually fix the problem, right? Like they can just fix the problem because now they have some understanding of what's going on, which is behind the surface, right? Like it sounds simple in theory, but there's a lot of different moving parts, but that's exactly how you can do it. And wanting to go under the surface it's not for everybody. But if you really are in pain and you want to live a better life, it's a critical thing to do. Think of your body as the vehicle. It's the vehicle. It's the one. It's like a physical vessel that we experience the world in. It's the only one we get. It's how we interact with the world. We should want that physical vessel, ourselves, our human body, to be performing at its peak, to be performing at its best, and to be performing in a way which allows us to maximize our experiences on this planet and live a really great life. And it's hard to live a great life if our bodies are not optimized, right? If our bodies aren't in optimal peak conditioning, and it doesn't matter what age you are. I know there's people listening for a fact. They always say this. They say, I am too old. I am too old to make a change for my body. I'm always this way. And the thing that my answer to that is it's BS, right? That's just the belief in your mind that when you commit to change, you can make a substantial amount of change in your body. So this one is going long, but there's a lot in there. And chronic pain is a tricky one, but it's solvable. It's definitely solvable. Now, if you do want some help, if you do want to work with us to overcome your chronic pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, there are links in the show notes below. You can apply. There's an application. Or if you got more questions, you want to shoot me an email, you can also just shoot me an email and we can talk about it then and go over what's going on with you so I can get a gauge. You can also do that. But it's something where, again, if you want to solve it, that's the solution. It's not necessarily an easy solution, but it's a rewarding solution. Now, that's all I've got on today's show. So if this was beneficial for you and you learned something from it, tag me in a story on Instagram and share it. Let me know what you learned, how you're going to apply it, et cetera, et cetera. And then the best way that you can help support the show, again, I do the show completely free just to help you guys. I realize that most of you are not going to become clients, and that doesn't mean I don't want to help you. I still do to help you, which is why, A, I like to do the show. But if you are benefiting from it, one of the ways that you can help support it is to, number one, share it with somebody. If you know somebody who is in chronic pain or a yoga practitioner who could benefit from it, or anybody in your circle who could benefit from hearing this, sharing the podcast is a great way to help support the show. And number two, taking some time to leave a review on the show as well. Leaving a review also helps all of the modern algorithms to get the show into as many different eyes and ears as possible. Okay, so that's all I've got for you on today's show. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.